Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for joining me today. And let me turn down the sound. We don't want to hear that popping up every now and then. Okay, how are we going to begin our show today? Well, let's just go retro. How about that?
Okay, come on. Let's do it.
A rookie and his rhythm, who's he with? He's with a little whack. What's he got? This rookie and his rhythm.
He's got what commission officers like.
Oh, here he is. A private who can drive it. Here he is. A private second class, the gals prefer. A private who can drive it.
He'll surpass the colonel making a pass.
Though he's new in the service. With a gun, he's still nervous, and we need him to preserve us.
He improves the morale of a gal.
Majors may be very necessary,
strictly in a military way.
But give to me a rookie and his rhythm.
Shoulder arms and let the orchestra play. Hep, 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 hep. 1, 2, 3, 4, play it, boys.
Let the orchestra play.
from Brooklyn and not from Brazil. And her accent is atrocious. She's a senorita with beans to spill. A bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil. The only thing Brazilian about her is her bump. It makes your heart begin to jump. And though she talks about tiendas to a chump, she made her debut in a Coney Island dump. She is known as Belladonna, but her birth certificate says McGill. She's a bombshell from Brooklyn and not from Brazil.
Thank you. and she's here tonight. Let's hear it for Nancy Lombardo.
Being wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to be wonderful. It is. It's a lot of fun. Hey, everybody. I get to see all the people they've been talking about. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. That's great. Great. It's, okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm an aged woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, I don't know about any of you other married people out there, but my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look.
What? Is that about the milk? Look, there was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? Is this about the last piece of cake? I didn't know you were saving it for later, and I ate it. What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? That's right, I've been married a long time. And the secret to a long marriage is date night. You gotta have date nights. You know those nights where you go out twice a week? Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. It works. And another thing, too, my husband's always on some kind of fad diet. He's always on a fad diet. His latest diet now is just, he's just going to eat bananas and coconuts. Bananas and coconuts. That's all he's going to eat. Just bananas and coconuts. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Oh, my little munch man. Go, get up there. The other thing about diets, they say it's all about portion control. That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, well, I'll never finish that. And you know what's the one food no one ever says, let's go out for? English. That's the food we have. No one ever says, I'm feeling like something bland and all the same color. Where can we go? Because they give their food scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick. I don't want any spotted dick. No, thank you. I'll hold off on you know why that is, though? Because the English don't use vegetables. They don't have vegetables with their meals. No real colored vegetables. Unless you count the queen. Hello! Her. And Scottish, you got that beat with something called haggis. You hear haggis? It's like a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of inedible things. And, you know they call it haggis? I found out why they call it haggis, because that's the sound you make when you eat it. Hey, good news. They just released a new cure for insomnia. This is terrific. Yep, it's Lincoln on DVD. Lincoln on DVD. Personally, I don't think he should have got the Academy Award for playing somebody nobody ever heard. But, you put on a beard. You look like him. Good enough. And, you know, I didn't think it was such a great tag. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you Lincoln fans. Lincoln fans. They're going to take me down over Lincoln. Get her! She hates Lincoln! I just thought it was like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, who knew? And then I thought, in my own head, I'm seeing my own movie of what really happened. And so it was like Lincoln and Mary, they're hanging out. Hey, Mary, what's going on up there? Why is everybody fighting? What? I got to do something special? What should I do? Free people? Ooh, all right. That sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll get my picture on a penny. Oh, shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Aren't there any other colors? Why not all wearing blue and gray? Why is everybody fighting? What?
What? Shut up, Mary, you're crazy. Hey, Mary, what are we doing tonight? What, again? What do you mean, would it kill me to go to the theater? Mary, you're crazy. I told myself I'm sick. That was my version. And then the other movie's out. Oh, Les Mis. I went to see Les Mis. And true to its name, I came out more miserable than I was. All I kept thinking was, Anne Hathaway, here, have my popcorn. Eat something. And then the music was making me crazy. It was like, if the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped in here watching Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end. Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. I always knew who the villain in the film was because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, there would always be a beautiful young woman say something like, "Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?" And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of a man's head, "Ayúdame, ayúdame." She would fall the box down from the stairs. The woman on the street, she'd go, "Ah!" With the top of the stairs, go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And that was every film I saw. Growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a pet. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. And she always had these mom wisdoms she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, these cliches, or twitches, as she called them. You don't have to listen to this, twitches is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh my head, oh my head. But she was great. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She'd be a Nazi. A man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I always wanted to be there to answer all his little boy questions, but I would forget the first day he turned to me and his little innocent eyes asked me, "Mommy, where do babies come from?" And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down at him and I said, "Well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka." Misinformed like I was when I was growing up, and my mother would brush my really curly hair, and I'd go, "Ow, ow!" And she'd go, "Well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby?" And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So with that in mind, I went out, and you can help me with this too, and I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And I'm going to cue you, and when I go like this, you go, "There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a searching for that special lad who lay in a foreign land.
by the stroke of a hand. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She'd only one X, an X and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too. Up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged a manly grin, in he plunged a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Excellent! Excellent, Monday! Yep. Thank you so, so much. Love it. That's very, very nice. You know, I like to think of this, by the way, I don't like to think of this as my chest. No? I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. I catch up on it, whee! And I don't think of these as just breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're in a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that? I'm out there. I'm such a nice man. Yeah. So. There we have here. How are you? We're doing good. Okay. Good here. Well, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Good stuff coming up. Looking at what's going on here. Take your hands off your lap. It's really weird. He's got a bottle like this and he's got both hands like this. I don't know if it's a message. I'm laughing with you, sir. The fact that you wore sunglasses at night. But it's okay. Sorry. I've got some handsome people in there, too. I think I'll pick on you. Because you look like kangaroos dressed here today. Blue. I'm going to be matching set. That's nice. I like the white socks. That's the rebel in you, I suppose. The rebel, huh? What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Okay, of course it is. What do you do for a living, Joe?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse? Of course you are! You're a nurse. Male nurse. What degree of nursing are you?
I'm associate's
degree. What is it?
Associate's degree. I'm an RN.
Oh, an RN. Okay, so you're up to giving the needles then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can give needles. I want to befriend all nurses, just I don't even know where I'm going to end up with my mind. that's great. So you're in what hospital?
I actually do home care.
You do home care on top of it. That's why you're so casual. You do home care? That's great. Got associates. And what's your favorite food?
Pretzels.
I never considered them an actual food. What if we got honey? I don't know. Pretzels, yeah!
Pretzels,
okay. For dinner, pretzels, pass the mustard. And do you have any hobbies there, Joe?
Yeah, I watch a lot of football.
You watch a lot of football? I'm not surprised. Nothing about you surprises me, Joe. But, you know, what a coincidence. Hit it. I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. You ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
You got a special dance. I know a man, sweet as can be. He wanted to do a little practitioner nursing on me. Oh, I like the way he's really, really cool. He wears his shades at night, cause he knows the truth. Pretzel out of you. Oh, Joe, you're fine. Joe, you're swell. You're not the kind to do home care and tell. Oh, baby, you're really, really fine. I like your white socks. They look a lot like right, come on.
Shows to look forward to are on October 29th. Okay, I'm going to have a great guest. She's an emerging artist. Her name is Dynamite, and you're going to love her. Musician, songwriter, singer, and performer. Young, been singing since she's 12. You got to look out for her. She's exploding all over the scene. All right, so that's Dynamite, October 29th. Okay, on What's the Buzz New York. Thank you for tuning in today. Remember, my book is available on Amazon, A Pocket Full of Confidence. Big kiss. Bye-bye.